Thank you for watching another video by Impound Comics. Make sure you like, comment, share, and subscribe to our YouTube channel.
What up? I'm Brent Trey Sands, writer and the creator of the Impound Universe. Back for another episode of the Impound Podcast with my boy Kyron Shank. I still ain't figured out the toss over to you. I just tried on a new way, but I didn't like it. Kyron, tell him what's going on.
Man, what's going on? First of all, I like the what's going on. We're going to keep
it. We're going to keep
we
that.
We're going to get this intro.
Kyron,
right,
what's going on?
Hey, man, what's going on, man? What's going on, man? One time for the one time, your boy Kyron Shank, man. Welcome to another episode. Oh, man, dude. Last episode was kind of... It's dope, bro.
It's dope.
You know what I'm saying?
I think every episode was dope so far.
I think so. You know what I'm saying?
Actually, you almost got the comic book podcast game on lock. One of these trilogies has to disappear. Okay. The Dark Knight trilogy.
Oh, my.
Guardians of the Galaxy trilogy.
Okay.
The Captain America trilogy.
Ooh.
The Iron Man trilogy. Tobey Maguire's trilogy. Or Tom Holland trilogy. Talk to me. One has to disappear forever.
Holy shit. Okay. Give me that one more time. Because
we have
that was overload. Oh my God.
We have The Dark Knight, Guardians of the Galaxy, Captain America, mm-hmm. Iron Man, two Spider-Man trilogies. Mm. Tom Holland, Tobey Maguire. One has to disappear forever.
I'm going Iron Man trilogy.
Iron Man trilogy. That's the one you got to get rid of?
Because, hear me out, because every other movie within the ones that you just gave me, they're consistent.
They're consistent, for sure.
They're consistently, you know, at least, and I know you don't like the, you know what I'm saying, Spider-Man 2, Tom Holland, which he hating, but for me, we all can agree, Iron Man 3 is probably one of the worst MCU movies.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
That's just me.
If you pick... Yeah, no. Spider-Man 3 with... You talking about Tobey Maguire? Yeah, that's garbage.
It is.
I don't like Spider-Man 3 with Tobey. I don't like Far From Home with Tom. And I don't like Iron Man 3. Those are out of those ones, a movie that I can say I absolutely don't like. The other ones don't have a movie that I hate to that degree.
So then which trilogy would you be getting rid of, though? What would you get rid of?
I'm probably going to have to do the same that you did.
Thank you. That's probably all I'm
Iron
saying.
Man. Probably Iron Man.
Because, you know, I know we all hated the dick on this.
Yeah.
But
we got to get rid of Iron Man. I'm not getting rid of the Spider-Man that started me out.
You exactly. You and then, get rid of OG.
And then the problem with getting rid of Tom Holland would mean you would get rid of the coming back of Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire. I can't do that. No. Dark Knight is probably my favorite, and so is Captain America.
Hell yeah, even though I don't like Captain America 1.
Guardians of the Galaxy is...
They three for three.
Consistent. They yes.
Three
three. Yes.
Three.
I don't like any of the three in the conversation of my favorite movie of all time.
Yeah.
But I love them all almost equally. Like, you know what I mean? They're all a high 80, low 90% for me in a rating. But like The Dark Knight.
Yeah.
I love that movie better than every Guardians movie. So that's the difference, is there's not one Guardian movie that I put above everything else. They're just all really, really great.
I'm gonna actually say something that might get me, you know,
right,
crucified.
Okay.
This is just me. In my opinion, we all know everybody has one. But for me, I feel like Christian Bale's a better Bruce Wayne than a Batman. And I feel that Ben Affleck, for me, is the better Batman Bruce Wayne combo.
I think
there I said it.
I don't know. I think a lot of people might agree though.
Really?
I think more people like Ben Affleck Batman than Christian Bale. I think that they can't say that they like the movies he was in better.
Correct.
But I think a lot of people will tell you that Christian Bale is not better than Ben Affleck.
I feel like Christian Bale's a better Bruce Wayne. But
well, they're different Bruce Waynes too, though. So you're not wrong. They're different Bruce Waynes, though. You know, Christian Bale's the young, swaggy, playboy Bruce Wayne. And Ben Affleck's mature. He's like 40.
Yeah.
He did that already. And now he's just more serious in his older age. Okay. But I think that as Batman, though, yeah, Ben Affleck is for sure better. For sure.
Okay.
I don't think it's as bad of a opinion as you think it is. I think you'll have a good amount of people on your side on that.
Because look, I got argued down. I'm like, are y'all serious? Like,
Batman is not the best part of the Dark Knight trilogies.
You know what I mean? The villains on there are peak.
I agree. That actually leads me to a question I have for you, real quick. You got to get rid of one.
Okay.
You got to get rid of one. Which Batman is actually, I lie. Out of these three Batman, which one of the best? Robert Pattinson, Christian Bale, Ben Affleck. Ben Affleck. I know they're different Batman.
Yeah.
But performance wise, give me something.
I go Robert, Ben, Christian.
Robert, Ben, Christian?
I think Robert Pattinson is a better Batman.
I do too.
Yeah. I think now they'll both of their characters will whoop his character's ass because he's too new of a Batman.
Yeah.
But
isn't he like year? This is like year two.
He's brand new. Yeah. I mean, Christian Bale's Batman Begins is the same level of Batman as Robert Pattinson. Mm. So Robert Pattinson just needs a few more movies.
Okay.
Because you know Christian Bale, we watched him become Batman too.
Yeah.
But yes, he's this is his first night out in the town of Gotham, becoming a Batman. But I think Robert Pattinson, I think, is the best Batman out of the three.
Yeah.
Then Ben Affleck, then Christian Bale.
Shout out to Twilight.
But I will still say, Christian Bale's movies, though, are better than both of the other two. Dark Knight is the best Batman movie to ever be created, in my opinion.
Holy, that's a
hands down, too.
Egregious comment.
Hands down.
I actually like the Batman,
I think,
more than the Dark Knight.
That's disgusting.
I lied. Sorry.
That's disgusting.
Because we're talking about, oh shit, I'm tripping. Because we're talking about, rest in peace to Heath Ledger. I meant the Batman is better than Batman Begins.
Oh.
For me.
Possibly.
For me.
Yeah. I'll say this. I don't disagree with that. I think they're a very similar style of movie. I hope Robert Pattinson's level-wise, I just think they're like pretty similar. I think that the Batman,
violent.
Yeah.
That's what we want, violence.
The Batman, I'm hoping the second one is his Dark Knight.
Okay.
Because then it'll kind of be like they follow the same pattern. But I think the Batman movie is slightly overrated. Slightly. I don't think it's bad, but I think DC was doing so bad that they just wanted to crown something so bad because I absolutely could not stand the adaptation of the Joker. The Riddler.
Because he was like, hush.
Almost. I loved, though, how they did Penguin. I love the Italian mafia aspect of it, where it's not really, he looks like a penguin. That's actually just his street name, almost. That's almost like, you know, it's just his name. Loved Catwoman. Loved Robert Pattinson. But I would say, I think the movie spent a little bit,
Zoe Kravitz, boy.
Yeah, yeah. I think the movie spent a little bit too much time trying to be cinematically beautiful, and that made it a little bit boring.
Okay. I can.
Too much slow motion. Too much cinematics.
I can see that.
I don't like the balance. It wasn't balanced well enough, action and cinematics for me, but it's still a good movie.
I guess because I was so infatuated with, I guess, how it was shot, and this, and correct me if I'm wrong, I felt like this was, you know, Batman year one, like Batman year two.
Yeah.
I mean, he was.
That's the idea of it, though. Yeah, that is the idea of it.
Like the brute, bold, and honestly just revenge aspect of what this Bruce Wayne was going through. You know, still having that smart ass remark towards, towards Alfred.
Yeah.
You know, being a wise ass and things of that nature. Versus, you know, Batman Begins, I feel like this Batman or Christian Bale's Batman was already in a very mature, you know, way of thinking of being the Batman.
Because,
of course, in that situation, he was with, you know, the League of Shadows, all that shit like that. But I definitely agree with you how they did the Riddler. It felt like Hush and Riddler at the same time, and I'm like, wait a minute.
And it felt like they're just trying to, it seems like Batman, they've been trying to make a Joker, another Joker. Let the Riddler be the Riddler.
Yeah.
You know, the insanity part. They did the same thing with Lex Luthor in the Batman vs. Superman movie.
Yeah.
Like, Lex Luthor was way too Jokerish.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like,
I actually like the actor who played.
Oh, okay, Lex. Yes, absolutely. I don't like him as Lex, though.
Yeah.
There is no way in hell that should have been Lex Luthor. When I think of Lex Luthor, he's supposed to be just a little bit smaller than Kingpin. Like, Lex Luthor is supposed to be able to physically beat up regular people.
Yeah.
That dude, no.
Yeah, well, you know what? I agree with that.
Supposed to be strong, man.
Even his speech, and what I mean like his speech, his actual dialogue within the movie, I'm still feel like I'm watching Social Network.
Yeah.
At the same time, you know, I get it because he is that smart, witty, you know, very just
charismatic.
Yeah.
But and that was the thing though. I didn't feel like
an asshole.
I don't feel like he's charismatic. Like a little supposed to be able to take any woman.
Man.
Yeah.
He wasn't.
He was mad scientist.
Yeah, like, and Lex ain't really like
that. He actually could have been a good Riddler.
Ooh.
That could have made more sense.
Ooh, low. The lowest of kids.
Yeah, he could have been a good Riddler.
Think about that.
Lex Luthor's just not that character. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I feel it. I definitely feel it. Okay, what we got next? What's up? Because I got some too.
Name three characters that can defeat Superman without kryptonite.
Oh, what? Oh, without kryptonite? I'm going with the Beyonder. I'm going with Wonder Woman. One more. I think I would say Kara.
Kara?
His cousin.
Oh, okay. Yeah. For some reason.
Supergirl.
Look, for some reason, I'm thinking you said Kara.
No.
I'm like, from the last Airbender? Ain't no way in hell. Kara can't even beat one Bob Bender. I'm like.
She can't even beat old girl from the.
I'm like, Kara.
From the, what story?
That's a whole different weight class.
Right. But yeah, no. Don't those three at the top of the dome, you know. And we're talking about from any universe, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, you went to a Beyonder. I thought you were going to stay like that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Beyonder, Car, you know what I'm saying? Car, crazy ass. And then who I said? Wonder Woman? Yeah. He be simping over Wonder Woman, you know what I'm saying? Plus, ain't she immortal?
Wonder Woman has actually beat Superman. Now, she's not going to beat him more times than he beat her. But she is capable, for sure. She's definitely capable.
Isn't she immortal?
To an extent. Yes and no. Okay. You know how it is. Everybody done died and came back to life. You know what it is. What's your question?
Yeah. All right, check this out. I actually got three.
Okay.
Three questions. This for y'all too. We're gonna start easy. Who was the villain in Ant-Man?
The first Ant-Man?
Yep.
I don't remember.
Wow, that's
crazy. I know it's the Yellow Jacket dude.
Correct.
Okay.
Yellow Jacket.
You know what's funny? I was trying to think of his name in Quantumania. It starts with an M. What is his name?
Because it's a
the floating head man.
Yeah, the floating head man. But no. I know it because goddamn, it's a anagram too. I almost said Megamind.
You know the thing is, I'll tell you this: I'm not an Ant-Man fan at all.
Really?
I do not like Ant-Man. I don't like the character. I don't like nothing about it. I like Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
The whole ant aspect is so corny. I do not like it. I watched it because it fit.
Yeah, it just fits into the storyline.
They had T.I. in there. I don't want to see that. It's like, T.I. is one of my favorite rappers.
He is.
But I'm not a fan of goofy T.I.
Yeah. T.I.
top five rapper for me, though. I ain't gonna lie.
No, I definitely agree with you. Probably top 10 for me. But he gave a very random.
Yeah, it was just random.
Random situation. All right, got another one for you. In Spider-Man, I know you hate it. In Spider-Man Far From Home, what necklace does Peter buy for MJ?
I have no idea.
Really?
I have no idea.
Shit. Well, if y'all know, I know some of y'all. Black Dahlia, you know what I'm saying? I call it the Black Rock. But you know what I'm saying? That
I don't even remember that scene. I have no idea. I watched that movie once and I have never watched it again.
Okay, this is an easy one. What system replaced Jarvis?
Replaced Jarvis? I can't think of her name.
I'll give you a hint. It's a day of the week.
Damn.
Yeah, come on now.
Wednesday.
You know this, huh?
Wednesday.
Close.
Tuesday.
Friday. Friday. Day of the week.
I don't think I ever truly tried to think about it.
That was
and I knew that. Yeah.
Also in Spider-Man.
Yeah. Right? When you said it like that, I was like, damn. I went straight to Wednesday.
Somebody is named Wednesday.
Well, Wednesday is the Addams Family.
Yeah. Oh, there we go. Okay.
That's what I was saying.
Jesus, criminy Christmas. Okay, keep going.
Man. If Krillin was on Earth, would he have stopped Omni-Man?
Oh, my goodness. Let's go ahead and go through the facts. Krillin is arguably the strongest. He is actually not arguably. He is the strongest human in the DBZ universe. Omni-Man. No, I don't believe so. I don't think so. I mean, Viltrumites alone are, they savage. They savage. And, you know, yes, Krillin has Solar Flare, Destructo Disc, all that bullshit like that. And even, he can fight. But nah, I don't think.
You don't think Krillin beat Omni-Man?
I don't think Krillin beat Omni-Man. Like, he gonna palm Krillin's head and just, you know, unless 17 come out of nowhere, you know.
I don't know.
And really?
I think Krillin might get with Omni-Man.
Krillin might get with Omni-Man?
I think so. It's very easy to look at the humans in Dragon Ball Z as weak because they're exactly. I still think he would make an example out of the Invincible Universe. I think so.
As in?
He beating the shit out of Omni-Man in my mind.
Whoa. I wouldn't say
Vegeta is afraid of the Destructo Disc.
Like,
Vegeta's afraid of the Destructo Disc, man. I think it just hits people that are just too powerful. Krillin can destroy a planet.
You don't think so?
Not early Krillin, of course.
But we're literally talking about now.
At the end of Z?
Yeah. I mean, he has.
Because,
yeah.
You know, Omni-Man, he can't destroy a planet either. Omni-Man, him and two other Viltrumites prepped a planet. And all three of them had to hit the planet at the same time. And if they did it wrong, they were going to die.
Facts.
And then they destroyed the planet. I think Krillin. Three Krillins is definitely destroying.
Three. That's not fair.
Three Krillins is definitely destroying.
Three Krillins versus three Viltrumites.
Well, I wasn't saying like that. I was just saying it wouldn't take three Krillins to destroy them.
But I'm saying though, if we put, you know, Krillin versus Anissa, you know.
I think Krillin is substantially faster than them, though, too. Like, there's a...
He does train with Goku.
Yeah.
That's a big...
There's a, like...
Big situation.
There's this one scene of Omni-Man on Invincible One where Cecil is talking shit to him, and he keeps trying to blitz Cecil,
and Cecil
keeps disappearing. Krillin's grabbing Cecil. Krillin got you. You ain't faster than an old man pushing a button? I don't know, man. I'm going with Krillin. I think Krillin would get on Omni-Man, bro.
Let me see, because I feel like everybody in Z does, and there is a difference. It's not instant transmission. It's a flash step. Let's get that out the way. I feel like everybody in Z can flash step. And I feel like there's still a level to it. I mean, I feel like, you know, Goten ain't faster than, well, Goten may be faster than Krillin. Just because genetic wise.
Yeah, I think Goten faster. Yeah.
Fucking saying. But I'm saying this because that's actually a good point. Because, I mean, Cecil over here, you know, just pushing a button
and Omni-Man can't catch him.
At the same time, though, Cecil's a mad fucking genius as
well. He's a mad genius.
He is psychotic.
Yeah.
He is psychotic. So I wouldn't put it past him. If he did some prep time Bruce Wayne Batman shit to, like, he knows
be able
how
to get away.
He knows how fast.
Yeah.
He is. But
he was clowning though.
He was clowning. And I feel like if Cecil had to prep time with Krillin, Krillin could catch his ass. Maybe. I don't know.
Possibly.
But it goes back to, again, Omni-Man, Krillin. He ain't whooping Krillin's ass. He ain't doing that because, you know, Krillin does know how to do a Kamehameha wave too.
Yeah.
So out of ten times, what you going?
I'd give Krillin 6. I would give Krillin the edge. I do think Krillin will beat Omni-Man, yes.
I'll agree with that.
But it's not, I can't just say it's all day, but I think Krillin will beat Omni-Man.
It'll be barely. Mm. For me, it'll be
depends on which version of Krillin we're talking about.
Oh, well, I mean, shit.
Like what year?
Tournament of Power, you know?
Yeah, what year, like his power level.
Okay. Well, let's give him this. Tournament of Power, Krillin. Let's compare that. Tournament of Power, Krillin.
Beating the brakes off.
My God. The egregiousness.
I just don't think Omni-Man is as strong as people try to make him. I just think he's the now. But I don't know. I think it's just a different level. His highest feat is that he needed assistance on destroying a planet that could kill him.
Okay.
All right. I think powered up Krillin, no different stuff like that.
All right. Okay.
That's what I think.
All right. Jesus.
All right.
Oh, Jesus.
Which franchise is better, Dune or Star Wars?
Let me say this. I'm a half step in, half step out Star Wars fan.
Okay.
Only reason why, because I hated the...
Recents? The Disney Star Wars movies?
That, but for me, the order in which it came in the first place, I mean, from the very beginning.
Yeah.
I hated that shit.
Yeah.
Rewatching some of the films, I'm like, okay, I started to get slightly back into it. But Dune, oh my God. Dune, I feel like Dune put out, not put out, sorry. What Dune has done, I feel like what Star Wars wanted to do in one movie and grabbing my attention so fast to how Dune built everything, and then Dune 2 came just at you with a, but I'm going Dune.
Yeah.
I'm going Dune.
For me, it's Star Wars. It's not even a conversation. Oh, the Dune universe is not nearly as incredible as Star Wars, bro. But the difference is this. The people who made Dune care about that product more than the people who are handling Star Wars.
I agree.
So, like I said, the production team for Dune cares more about Dune than Disney does about Star Wars.
How do you feel just about these new Star Wars situations coming? Because I heard Mandalorian was the shit.
I love Mandalorian. It's Disney's 50-50 with everything they've had recently. Everything. Marvel or Star Wars, it's 50-50. I loved Ahsoka. I loved
Damn Mouse.
I loved Mandalorian. Andor was really good.
Andor.
I didn't expect that one to be good though. I ain't gonna lie. I was talking crap about that one before it came out.
I heard Andor was fire.
But then, you know, they got bad projects too. You know, I'll say this. I love, my favorite Star Wars movie is Rogue One. I absolutely love Rogue One. And I didn't know that was my favorite movie until like recently.
Yeah.
Like going back and watch, it's the only one that I'm excited to go back and watch.
I've seen a lot of people talk about Rogue One. And it's like, yo, if you
Rogue One is dope.
If you don't watch any other, anything Star Wars, watch Rogue One.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. Well, for me being a casual Star Wars fan, I mean, do I have to watch everything else to watch Rogue One?
No. Rogue One was a filler. So Star Wars had a plot hole that was so big that everyone kept making fun of it. And Rogue One was patching up that hole.
As big as the, you know what I'm saying, when they kill the Death Star, you know what I'm saying?
That's the hole. That's the plot hole. Oh. Rogue One is the reasoning for that.
Oh shit.
So you don't have to watch it, but you can't make fun of that. Now trying to make fun of that hole doesn't make any sense because of Rogue One.
Really?
So now that joke is done. You can't make that as a joke anymore.
So Rogue One is basically the...
Yeah,
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I mean, spoilers. I'm sure you've all seen Rogue One by now. But yes, the creator of the Death Star was a hostage, and he made that hole to destroy the Death Star. He was forced to do it. And so they were going to kill everyone he knows if he didn't make them a Death Star. Yeah. So he made it with a purpose flaw. The main character is his daughter who knows the flaw.
Yeah.
And so the mission is for her to get the message to the rebels so that they can, so Luke can shoot in that hole.
So Luke can shoot the hole, okay.
Yeah, but like it was like, yeah. So that's what that movie's about, was fixing that dumb plot hole on why is there a star that can blow up, a hole that can blow up the whole planet.
It's actually not a bad movie.
Yeah, the Sith or the Empire didn't know that would do that.
Yeah.
But the rebels knew because the daughter took them the plans and told them what her dad did.
And that shorty. That's the little one.
Yeah.
She's supposed to be like the movie, was it The Last Jedi? That's supposed to be her? Is she the last Jedi?
No, you're talking about a whole nother character now. Okay. Yeah, they're both female lead roles though. But you know, you're talking about Rey. Rey's in the future. She has nothing to do. She wasn't even alive when Darth Vader was alive. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm. So this movie basically takes place before A New Hope.
Okay.
So Luke Skywalker isn't even Luke yet. He's born.
Yeah.
And all that, but he's not. He hasn't started yet.
He ain't the goon that we all know and love.
He might have when Rogue One ends. He just got with Obi-Wan like recently.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
But it starts when, you know, she was a girl.
All right.
But yeah, let's move on, man.
Well, hold on. I got one
for you. Oh, go ahead.
I got one for you. Name three characters that can beat Goku, and we not accounting Ultra Instinct either. So
Just beat regular Goku?
No. We can
Super Saiyan, but not Ultra.
Yeah,
it's a lot, man.
Not Ultra Instinct.
It's a lot.
Oh, really? It's a lot.
It's a lot.
Oh, name it three. Name it three.
Blue Marvel, Dr. Manhattan, Superman. Silver Surfer.
I wanted to say this because for all my Goku fans and stands out there, because I know you're going down this hill, I know you're going to say, yo, he wrong. I know you're going to say he wrong. And,
Silver
and,
Surfer.
And let me say this. Let me say this too. Because, you know, I feel like Goku can beat a lot of these niggas. I mean, I feel like Goku can go toe-to-toe. You know what I'm saying? You,
Thor.
You seen, I mean, you ever seen the... You wildin'.
Comic Thor?
You are wildin'.
Comic Thor?
Comic Thor? Oh, damn.
Not MCU Thor.
Yeah.
Comic Thor has comic the Phoenix
Thor.
Force.
Comic Thor is a cheat code. He's a cheat code.
He has the Odin Force and the Phoenix Force right now.
That's a cheat code. you know what? I lie. Let's put Ultra Instinct.
Okay.
Let's put Ultra Instinct back in there. Let's put Ultra Instinct back in there. Because even Super Saiyan God, you know, blue form. I
still stick with those same characters on that.
Still same characters? Man. Y'all seen, look, y'all seen that meme where, you know, it got Goku and Vegeta doing this, you know what I'm saying, doing the little fist bump?
Yeah, everybody debunked that.
Look, man.
Scarlet Witch?
All right. Next question.
All right.
Y'all tell me if that was. Y'all tell me who could beat Goku. Just, you know. Let me know in the comments.
Impound Comics is a big comic book following, so they ain't gonna go against the comic book. They're more comic fans than anime fans. We got them both, you know what I mean? Well, but Impound Comics audience, for the most part, is the Marvel and DC fan base is the first. Then I talk so much about Avatar that a lot of those people follow us.
Yeah.
And, you know, I include Avatar, like, inspirations in a lot of my stuff, too. Yeah. And then, you know, I need to talk about Game of Thrones more. But I think it's just because it's not on TV anymore.
Yeah.
Right now, I think when House of Dragon comes back, I'll be back talking about more Game of Thrones stuff.
Is it a preview for that?
Shit. I honestly didn't. I know I've been seeing they teasing it. I've been seeing images. I didn't see like an official preview.
It's not like the official preview, just like the teasers.
Yeah, they're showing it. Yeah, I seen that.
Stuff like that, yeah.
Nah, I can't wait for House of Dragon, bro.
I can't wait.
That's House of Dragon, Game of Thrones universe, the Avatar universe. Those are my one and two.
Okay.
Then it's Star Wars, Marvel, DC, Lord of the Rings.
Damn, Lord of the Rings is just down there. That's crazy. And I ain't even talking about this. I ain't talking about the movies. I'm talking about the shows. Show now.
The show is garbage.
Sir!
The live action, the power. The
Ring of Power?
That was trash.
Are you serious?
Bro. I think universally people feel that way.
I guess I'm tripping.
I think you're a minority on this one.
I guess I'm tripping because
let's Ring of Power's rating.
I'm not gonna hold you. Like, it wasn't great. It wasn't like, oh my god, it's the best series on earth. But it wasn't trash.
I thought it was trash. But it's rated 7 out of 10. That's not trash.
You're right. Come on, y'all being real.
It was
for a lot of y'all, you know what I'm saying, people that done forgot about Lord of the Rings.
I didn't like it. I didn't like it.
Next question.
I wish I did, but I didn't.
Oh my god! Next episode, I'm gonna have to. We gonna have to talk about
Two Towers is my favorite of all Lord of the Rings. Though,
we talk about the movie. We talk about the series.
I don't need no Ring of
Power. What about the Hobbit?
I like the Hobbit.
Okay.
Yeah, Hobbit's dope.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. For the most part, out of the Lord of the Rings movies, like, and Hobbit included, I didn't necessarily like the first one, but it was a setup too, and I just powered through it. It was okay. Yeah. But once we got to Two Towers, I was a fanatic.
It was slow.
Yeah, it was just slow. That's all it was. You know? And Lord of the Rings in general, sometimes it's just a little slower, but
they're all 3 hours.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But I didn't like Ring of Power. That was the first thing I didn't like at all.
Yeah.
Just no character caught me. I just wasn't invested.
Yeah. Okay. Actually, this comes to my next question. For you, real quick before we get to yours, since we on, you know, the medieval type situations, name me your top three Wow, I can't even think about it nowhere. That's crazy. top three period movies. Ancient movies.
Ancient movies?
Yeah, top three ancient movies.
Gladiator.
Are you not entertained? There we go.
Yeah. Troy.
Damn, I forgot about Troy.
And probably 300.
I forgot about Troy. Yeah.
Them is probably my favorite. Like, they're up there with my three, like, favorite movies, period.
Yeah.
I talk about those all the time. I love those movies. Here's my question since you want to talk about it. Who's going to win in a Royal Rumble? Achilles, Maximus, Leonidas, or Aragorn? Aragorn, excuse me.
I'm about to say Aragorn.
Aragorn is the one with the dragon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Aragorn.
I know you're talking about. Ooh.
I did this on TikTok like a year ago.
Ooh.
And it went up.
I might go Aragorn.
Aragorn? A lot of people did.
I might go Aragorn. And it's close.
It's not a bad answer.
Yeah, no.
I would say when it came down to in the comics, it was either Achilles or Aragorn. Those were the two that people were going back and forth on. I personally think
Leonidas, actually.
Oh, really?
I had Leonidas.
You know who else I had in it too? You know who I had in it too? Jon Snow.
Ah.
everybody was like, Jon Snow's dead first. And I said,
Jon Snow.
And Jesus. I said, look, y'all, Jon Snow's the least fighter.
Yeah.
Oh, I also had Spartacus in it.
Spartacus throwing hands.
But what? I said, Jon Snow's the least fighter, but he has the most plot armor.
My man came back from the dead.
Jon Snow literally been killed and didn't die. Okay? He's been in wars, bodies piled up on him.
Stabbed multiple times.
Jon Snow has plot armor above Batman. He's not a character written. He's not a character that's written to lose.
Yeah.
That's the thing about Jon Snow. He's going to figure it out. Rather, he gets saved or he figures it out. But he figures it out.
Or he comes back to life.
That's plot armor for your ass.
I was just like,
to get.
I ain't gonna hold you. If he would have died on that table, I'm like, you know what? He had a good run.
Yeah.
I'd have been satisfied.
He woke up.
I would have been satisfied. But then my man just said, all right. Well, I guess he got the mega armor. All right. He got plot armor. It is what it is. Like,
but no, I think it's out of Achilles or Aragorn.
Okay.
And I ain't gonna lie, I'm going with Achilles though. But the problem is also Achilles is also written to lose at the end.
That's facts.
That's the unfortunate part about him.
That is facts. Because I'm like,
what made me mad is everybody goes, but Achilles has a weakness, his heel. I'm like, bro, that's everyone's weakness. Everyone is falling to the ground. If you put a spear or an arrow through their Achilles tendon, that's not exclusive to him.
That just pissed me off.
Yeah.
Everyone. I'm not even a damn hero, but, you know, I tore my Achilles head. I'm over here like, ah!
Yeah. That's the whole world's weakness.
Up to the ground. Like, what you think? Like, I got an Achilles made of stone?
Everybody getting tore up.
Next.
Next question.
Yeah.
Rank these movies without knowing what's next.
Okay.
Thor Ragnarok.
Three.
Guardians of the Galaxy 1.
One.
You one?
Two. You pissed me off. Two.
I'll let you do one. I'll let
two.
You do
no,
one
two,
move.
Two, two, two.
Then you get
two.
One move. Captain two. Marvel.
Five.
Winter Soldier.
One.
Across the Spider-Verse.
You bastard. Oh, you bastard.
Hey, I'm like, you're getting a little too excited.
Oh my God. I'm...
You was excited, my boy. You trying to put Guardians of the Galaxy 1 as number one, not knowing what was even coming.
I got faith.
You know that ain't number one.
I got faith.
Captain Marvel at five, where it sits. You started off okay. With Ragnarok at three. But when you went Guardian 1, I knew you was about to do something crazy.
But the crazy thing was, I was about to put Thor Ragnarok at four. I should have went my mom, sorry, because my mom always told me, go with your first thought. I had him at four. And then I'm like, nah, he go.
I think a perfect list or as close to a perfect would be Across the Spider-Verse is 1, Winter Soldier is 2, Ragnarok is 3, or 4 with Guardians. You could switch, but I think Ragnarok's better than Guardian. And then Captain Marvel is 5. But I love Thor Ragnarok. I'm not going to lie. That was the perfect Thor movie. Yeah.
That was the Thor movie to bring him back.
Yeah.
Because after, you know...
I wasn't a fan of Thor like that until Ragnarok. Like, Thor was cool. You know what I mean? But Ragnarok, when they kind of gave him a little bit of comical, but not too much, more humanized, and that extra little bit of character was took him from a boring character to exciting.
And also, you know, when he finally tapped in
to the true power of him. Yeah.
True power.
Only took him 1,500 years.
Yeah,
only took him 1,500 years.
You know,
it's funny because I wanted to say that. I wanted to say that to you last. I didn't think about it until later. We were talking about when Iron Man was pushing Thor. You're like, that's still early Thor. Like, the man is like 1,500 years old.
I mean, to a god that's basically like 25. You know, let's keep it 100. Keep it a buck.
I'm like, Superman is a true 25. True 25.
25. Like, them Kryptonian niggas, ain't they like 300 years? Oh, not 300. Like, even when they like...
I don't think so.
Time out. No, this is a serious question. When they like 1,000 years old, ain't they like teenagers?
I mean, I would say the DCEU didn't explain it that way, though. They showed he was a kid.
Yeah.
And his dad was a little bit older, and he's a grown man. Like, he aged just human. Huh. You know what I mean? So... probably live longer, yeah, but they didn't explain it like that. It was about 25 years from when they found him to when he was fighting the other Kryptonians.
Facts. Okay.
Because the humans would have died already if they was aging different, you know.
Well.
You ready for one more, man?
Yeah, let's do it.
It's funny you had asked me a question that I was going to ask you about the period piece.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was going to ask like that. I was going to ask, what's your favorite ancient war movie? That's what I was going to ask. Oh. And that's when I was going to say, like, the Gladiator, the thing. Yeah. It worked out. Great minds think alike.
That's crazy. that's crazy.
All right. Rank these superheroes without knowing who's next.
God damn it.
Doctor Strange.
We doing 5 of them?
5 of them.
Doctor Strange. Bastard. I'm going safe. 4.
I got heavy hitters on here, so I'm letting you know that.
4.
I at least gave you that.
Yeah, 4.
Superman.
2.
2?
Yes.
Iron Man.
5.
Hulk.
1.
Batman.
Oh, you bastard! Only 3 spots left. I got an explanation.
I said I had heavy hitters when you started.
But I mean, Hulk, we're talking.
Hey, Hulk's my number one character. I'm not mad at you.
Okay, cool.
The Batman fans might get mad. Hulk is number one.
I don't give a damn. Fuck
Hulk
y'all.
Is over Batman. Yeah, I don't care.
Prep time. I don't care.
Yeah.
Is it the Batman who laughs, all that bullshit.
I'm putting Hulk as my number one. So.
I'm putting Hulk as number one. As soon as you said Hulk, I'm like, because I knew he was going to
I
Hulk
definitely would have put Batman over Superman, though. I'll tell you that. In a sense of a character.
Okay.
And Strange is 5 for me. That would have been my 5, Doctor Strange. And then it would have probably went, I would have went Hulk, Batman, mm-hmm. Iron Man, mm-hmm. Superman, Strange. That's what I would have probably did. If I knew what was coming.
Why Iron Man above Strange?
Strange?
Yeah.
I just think he's the least interesting for me. The Tony Stark to Iron Man transition, that's just peak to me.
Yeah.
I just think he's a better character. Not in the sense of fighting. You know what I mean?
Right. Just a better
like, I just think he's all around. Like personality, what he is to Marvel. I just think he's a better character.
I think after seeing the What If series, mm-hmm. Which, you know, I'm pretty sure a lot of y'all maybe even read comics and maybe even, you know, but for me, Strange has a bit of a more complex building to him, mm-hmm. even though it's What If.
Yeah.
There's
Strange is dope.
Yeah, there's something about, you know, even because I can relate to this, me wanting to change something that has happened just so dire, but for the fact that I know I can't change it,
yeah,
it it still has molded me to the person that I am today. But at the same time, when you know that you could possibly change it, would you?
Yeah.
Would you actually, I mean, that's a legit question. If you had the power to change it, would you?
Yeah.
You know? So
that's what he's always going through.
And
Strange is dope. Even his art from doesn't believe in anything. Everything has to be science.
Yes.
To becoming a magical being.
Right.
That was dope.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, of course, him actually using, you know, even using some little elements of science for his magic, which makes him, you know, sorcerer.
Even stronger. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. But at the same time, it kind of makes me think, does he, in 616, does he still think of, you know, can I change what happened to, to what happened in the past, as far as him not being a neurosurgeon anymore?
I think he understands at this point that if he changes it, something else bad is going to happen.
Yeah.
I think he understands he doesn't have full control. And that's always been his issue.
Yeah.
Rather, it was him as a surgeon, you know, taking people under the needle,
yeah,
under the knife,
yeah,
and having the power to do all these different types of things. But I think he's lost enough to understand I don't have that type of control. And if I do this, something else is going to happen to me that's probably worse.
Right.
You know, so I think he has an understanding now. But his journey is dope. Ain't no denying that. And the actor that plays him is perfect.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Benedict. Benedict is fire. But Of course, for Iron Man, because I mean, I love Robert Downey Jr. as from his comeback story.
And I liked Iron Man before. I used to have a game when it was him and War Machine. It was like, Iron Man is just a really cool character. Like, I just love Iron Man. I ain't gonna lie.
Speaking of War Machine, you think you see Don Cheadle or mine? Terrence Howard.
Don Cheadle was a better option, but I love Terrence Howard too, though. Terrence Howard did amazing in number one, though. It wasn't like he did a bad job. He would have been a great.
I would have wondered.
He would have been a great War Machine.
I definitely would have wondered seeing.
But I don't know if the maturity factor, when it kind of went going, I don't think he could have captured it like Don Cheadle did.
Yeah, like Don Cheadle, he.
Don Cheadle's a goat too, though.
It's just a different level of where he took, you know,
Ray. Yeah.
To a different type of plane and a different type of character development. I mean, the guy is, you know, he high up there in ranks. But to see Terrence Howard do it, it's like a...
Fire and ice?
Yes, bro. But I mean, all I hear is, you know...
Man. My favorite part of... The best scene, though, was Terrence Howard for me. And that was when he was like, I told y'all, I'm not drinking. And then they was drunk on the plane. That was so funny to me, bro. That's probably my favorite scene, though, out of him and every movie of War Machine.
That's why I just always think, I'm like, damn.
He had the swagger. He had the swagger. He has said on The Breakfast Club one time, they didn't want it to be two swaggy characters. Okay. That they wanted War Machine to be the more serious version, the more responsible. You know, he becomes the face of America, Iron Man type of thing, where they were both going to be swaggy and goofy and funny, and they didn't want that. That's what he said on The Breakfast Club. So now he's starting to say other stuff that, that's what he said, like, early on in the MCU.
If that's what it was, then Don Cheadle was the perfect situation. Like,
It was too fire versus fire and ice.
Yeah, I heard some other, a different reasoning why.
Yeah, he's been saying different stuff recently. But yeah, like early in the MCU, I seen him on The Breakfast Club, and that's what he said. And I thought that made sense.
Yeah.
You know, but I also think he didn't understand how big this universe was about to be at that time. And then when looking at it later, I was like, dang.
That's like Ja Rule in Fast and Furious.
Yeah. Ja Rule, man. He just
Mr. Bang.
He be in the wrong places, man.
He's the most
successful bad luck person in I ain't trying to talk bad about people, but that's the truth. Because Fire Fest, all that.
I mean, dog, you know they're trying to bring that back.
They better not. Ain't nobody going to trust that festival.
Hey.
Don't call it that.
What's the man's name?
The dude from that was throwing it?
Yeah,
he just got out of jail recently. Yeah,
McFarlane.
Yeah.
Billy McFarlane. Apparently, he put out on Twitter that he's about to recreate another fest.
I don't know why. It better be free. See, nobody paying for that.
But it's the dummies that will do it, though.
It has a big enough reputation.
But just for the simple fact of they want to be a part of something.
If it works viral. This time. Yeah.
Something that's going to go viral. True. So, you know.
Well, look.
That's what it is.
Rank these five characters without knowing what's next. Black character edition. Ooh. Number one, Blue Marvel.
You asshole.
These are bangers.
I know. Four.
Luke Cage.
Five.
Storm.
One.
Black Lightning.
Three.
Black Panther.
Two.
I actually think you bodied that.
I'm standing by that.
I think you bodied it.
Standing by that.
I can't really say that. I low key think you bodied it.
Standing by that.
I think the Black Panther Storm is possibly the only possible. I'm putting Storm as one.
Yeah.
That's an interchangeable, debatable thing. I definitely think I would put Luke Cage probably at five on this list.
Yeah.
Him or Black Lightning, I guess.
Blue
Marvel's goated. If I did this list, it would be Storm, Black Panther,
Blue Marvel,
mm-hmm. Black Lightning, Luke Cage. That's probably how I would have ranked it. And I think you were close enough.
The reason why, that's the only reason why I put Blue Marvel as far as I'm like, he about to have some silly shit on here. I just got to play it safe. I would switch.
Blue Marvel is who needs this movie.
I would
Denzel switch. Could be, put make Denzel the, Blue Marvel.
That was like a petition. People wanted Denzel as Blue Marvel.
That'd be dope.
Either him
or... The only problem, I don't know if Denzel is a little too old now for Blue Marvel, possibly.
Yeah. It was either him or dude who played Candyman, the new Candyman.
That'd be dope.
Yeah.
But is Black Manta?
Yeah. Black Manta.
Yeah.
Black Manta.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I think Denzel might be a little bit too old now for Blue Marvel.
Yeah.
It's possible. But I don't know. I think it needs to be someone like late 30s, early 40s.
Who could he play in MCU? If we wanted, you know, Denzel in there.
T'Chaka, man. Like, I'm telling you, T'Chaka.
But like what? In the damn heaven? In heaven? You know what I'm saying?
They're rebooting. It'll be a different universe. It'd be T'Chaka in another universe, not 616.
All right.
That's just always who I think of first.
Now with Storm and Black Panther, look, Storm.
You know where Fox fumbled? Different. You know where Fox fumbled and that he's talking about Storm?
Yeah.
As soon as Black Panther came out, Fox should have did another adaptation of a Storm movie in Wakanda. Because Marvel couldn't bring Storm into Wakanda because they didn't own the rights to X-Men yet.
Right.
Fox should have put together a Wakanda, she's a queen of Wakanda, maybe Black Panther passed or something happened because I know that they can't put them together. But she should have been in Wakanda somehow as the queen of Wakanda, Fox adaptation. That would have went up.
But you know they ain't thinking that.
They weren't thinking like that. That's what I thought of it.
If
I'd have been in Fox... I'm like, we need a Wakanda adaptation of Storm right now.
You know that one thing and all.
That would have been tight, though.
It would have been very.
That would have been dope.
I was waiting on at least some sort of hint that we're going to get, you know.
Storm in Wakanda?
Yes. Something. Yeah. Something. Like Angela Bassett was going to tell, you know what I'm saying, T'Challa that, oh, my son, I actually met this wonderful woman.
That impression is, you know. Amazing.
That was Angela Bassett. Hey, Auntie.
Okay. I'm like, you really got into the character.
Bro, like, I'm telling you, man. Like, I just knew. I just, rest in peace to, you know, to Chadwick.
Man, RIP to Chadwick.
Like, I just knew if we got that one more Black Panther movie, Black Panther 3, that we was going to get a hit. Because now,
you might be able to now, though. But it's just different because they got rid of, they don't have the character T'Challa, unfortunately, anymore. So it wouldn't be that way.
Did Shuri and Storm ever get involved?
I don't know. Maybe. Not that I know of.
I say that because, you know, Storm be getting down. She's free-spirited.
Not that I know of.
She's free-spirited.
But a Storm in Wakanda should have been Fox should have did that. They may not have did it right, but that was a great opportunity.
Yeah.
Right when they seen it was coming, they should have started been talking about it, writing a script. And once they seen the success, they're like, hit the gas. Because that would have been just as big as a thing.
It's wishful thinking. Mm-hmm. Of course, you know.
They might have messed it up, though.
Oh, they definitely would have messed it up. I mean, they wouldn't even got the damn idea off the ground, I think.
But that would have been. It would have had the height, though.
Yeah, oh, definitely. Definitely.
Storm on Wakanda type movie? That would have been dope, bro.
Yes. What? Yes. Yeah, damn.
You got any more questions?
I'm not on top of my head.
I'm tapped right now.
I'm tapped.
We done, y'all. Concluding another episode of the Impound Podcast. I am Brent Trey Sands, the writer and the creator of the Impound Universe.
I go by the name of Kyron Shank, y'all. Love y'all so much, man. Y'all stay tuned for the next episode. Remember, like, subscribe, boom.
And comment. Leave a comment.
Oh, yeah, comment too.
Leave a comment. Peace.
Yeah.
Thank you for watching another video by Impound Comics. Make sure you like, comment, share, and subscribe to our YouTube channel.